I read about it every morning on the New York Times webpage, and it's really depressing.
This thing started 20 years ago or something, probably more than 20 years ago.
And I feel like I don't have enough information for the most part to judge a clear right or wrong necessarily.
It is as bad as it had ever been, since I remember.
The interesting thing is that I remember this conflict from such a long time ago. Even when I was a little kid, there was this conflict.
But now I don't think that no one have a solution, some formula that will solve it. It seems like really desperate.
My dad said that a long time ago, actually, the situation was inverse.
So he's sort of opinionated about these things. But he thinks that America wouldn't even care what happened in the Middle East if it weren't for its dependency on oil.
It's terrible living in Israel right now, whether you're Palestinian or Israeli.
And he thinks that it's an economic thing. America needs oil. That's why they have a vested interest in what goes on in the Middle East.
Because it's much sexier to be an extremist because you have a slogan that you can shout.
And in the end, nobody really knows how it started. It just, everything you know is that you hate the other party.
I can certainly understand why Israelis are so upset about people blowing themselves up along with civilians in crowded places and buses. I mean, that's really scary.
There's such a long history to this conflict that you can't rationally talk to them anymore or try to convince them of something.
This fanatic religious stuff from both religions.
This vicious circle of violence and suffering is so deep that there is no rational solution to this problem anymore.
Because the current generations just hate each other so much and has so much animosity.
The extreme animosity that Muslim people seem to have toward Jews. I fundamentally don't understand it. And I think that's part of the problem.
With this land is that there has been years of people that just were willing to die for the stones there. It's ridiculous.
This is such a very nice example of a conflict where it's not clear anymore who started and why it all started. It's just this sort of vicious circle of violence that they're both in there, and you can't say who is the good guy and who is the bad guy anymore.
So it seems like a situation where both sides have a right to be angry about something.
My grandmother only uses buses. She can't drive. She just stays at home because she will not go on a bus.
It's a very un-Hollywood situation. In Hollywood, it's very clear who is the good guy and who is the bad guy.
Because a friend of hers was just killed the other day in the same bus that she takes every day.
What country isn't imperialistic or colonialistic or something or other in some way towards other weaker nations? I mean, it's happened throughout history.
This conflict, this confrontation is basically the worst thing you can think about if you want to make a Hollywood movie, because everybody is guilty. Nobody's innocent anymore in this conflict.
I guess what upsets me the most is that there are all these countries in the Middle East, and they consider America this horrible enemy.
I just think that, you know, what the US did in Afghanistan is much worse, or at least just as bad as what Israel is doing now.
You can't just say, okay, let's just forget about what happened in the past and be friends and start all over. It's not possible. It's just too deep, this problem.
They would easily try to expand their war, the big jihad, or any other form of fight.
I think there is no solution without forgetting the past.
It might not be in the next 6 months. It might not even be in the next year.
That's a very ugly part of human history. I mean, it's such a conflict will not be solved within the next few years.
They have to wait for the next generation, maybe, if they are educated